I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Last week, the Alabama House passed a bill that would require doctors to attempt to save babies who survive abortions. This comes on the heels of Alabama's abortion ban in all cases except when the mother's life is at risk. Eric Verstraete, president of Life Matters Worldwide, says in recognizing the humanity of babies in the womb, the church has an opportunity to share the love of Christ.
We believe that every single one of those babies, every single person, is imprinted with the image of God. And that's where we, in our faith, can take it one step farther to say, because we all are within the image of God, we therefore need to honor that image of God, no matter where that part of the human race exists, whether it's in the womb, whether it's outside of the womb.
And sexual abuse and AIDS follow closely at the heels of witch doctors in Uganda. Set Free Ministries Dean Vandermeer says that 90% of kids treated by witch doctors are sexually abused. To break this cycle of abuse, Set Free Ministries sponsors Christian primary schools and provides basic resources.
We call upon God. We get you good medicine. We're gonna love you back to life. We're going to care for you. We're going to love you. And we're going to disciple you. And now you have a whole new generation of Christ followers.
In 4 years, Set Free hopes to open its first high school in Uganda. The boarding school will house 1,200 students and help more communities break free from witch doctors. Child sponsorship paves the way to hope and freedom. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, for the first 300 signups, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, offers The Heart of Grandparenting, Using Your Best Years for Your Greatest Legacy by Dr. Ken Canfield. And with it, you'll learn how God's Word is having a profound effect on millions. Click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.